This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
We've been talking over the last couple of weeks promoting an event which took place in Yancey County. We had a program where we tried to address the issues of domestic violence with local pastors.
Yes, we had the faith community present, and I think we had about 29 participants out of four counties, Avery, Mitchell, Madison, and Yancey. And it was an all-day training, and we really did have an enjoyable time and a lot of participation with folks who were there.
Right. And a lot of the program was what we term here as Domestic Violence 101 that we do from time to time, where we talk about the basic characteristics of domestic violence, how it works, and that sort of thing. But there were also some interesting statistics and whatnot, and so we're going to give you for the next couple of weeks a Reader's Digest condensed version of that program.
And we are, yeah. And Rick Houston is a Baptist minister based out of Wilmington,
right,
and very involved in men getting involved in what we do, domestic violence and sexual assault.
And let's precede this by saying that the reason we found it necessary to do this was because ministers and faith-based people are very, they have a very strong family orientation, and one of their goals is to try to keep the family together, which is great. We're all for that. But if you don't intervene, and you've heard us talk about the cycle of violence and how it repeats over and over again, and women keep going back into abusive relationships, and eventually somebody can get killed. And so unless you break that cycle or intervene somehow or other, just throwing people back in to a abusive situation can really lead to some harm for the families, the women, and the children.
Exactly. And that's what this training was all about, because we do recognize the importance of ministers and people in the faith community. So we do appreciate everyone who did participate in that. And if you ever want to have it again, more people want to get involved, we'll be happy to host that again.
So let's talk about some of the issues, and there were some interesting statistics that were brought up. For example, you know, talking about how big the problem is, and one of the statistics that was thrown out was that 95% to 97% of domestic violence occurs against women, and that's kind of what we experience around here too.
Yes, women of all ages, races, ethnic groups, religious groups, or socioeconomic status. So it doesn't matter how much money is in your household, it can happen to you.
Right. And across the country, there are some 2 to 4 million women that are injured in DV situations every year.
And on average, more than 3 women are murdered by their husbands or boyfriends in this country every day.
That's 3 women per day. That's a lot of people. You know, when you think about the statistics coming out of war zones and whatnot, you know, over a month's time, you know, you're approaching those kinds of numbers.
Exactly. And it's considered, domestic violence is considered a major public health and human rights problem for women by the World Health Organization. Some people refer to that as WHO. 1 in 3 women have been physically and or sexually abused internationally. So 1 out of 3, 30%.
If you bring it down to the situation here in North Carolina, you know, the statistics show that in 2007, almost 120,000 people sought help from domestic violence centers. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, it is. And I said 30%. It's a little over 30%, 1 out of 3. And shelters in North Carolina provided shelter to 12,850 adults and children during that same fiscal year, 2007.
And these are 2007 figures. There were 81 homicides across the state. And some of those homicides were perpetrated against children, you know. And you and I have looked at those statistics, mm-hmm. and we've seen they show the age and a little brief description of the individual who was killed. And a lot of times these are infants.
Yeah, yeah. And I know the most recent fiscal year we have statistics for, 2008-2009, over 120 homicides occurred in North Carolina.
Right. And just in our own county, I know within the last couple of weeks we've had one person put away for life for murder.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to continue this next week, but in the meantime, if you'd like to call us, our number in Mitchell County, 24 hours, is 765-4044.
And in Yancey County, the crisis line is 682-0056.
And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who?
Begins with me and you.